This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877 DOCDALI. Thank you guys for joining us. Hope you guys are still healthy out there and, you know, holding up okay. It was a really, really interesting weekend. A lot of the emails and messages I was getting were very, very mixed. I mean, the country, you thought the country was split between a Republican and Democrat. The country is really, really split on this lockdown. You have some people actually liking it, and they're like, no traffic? Crime might be down? Maybe less rapes. Things seem kind of quiet. As long as I don't have to pay my rent, as long as I can get some unemployment, I'm not too shabby. And I got to admit, I've kind of liked being around the kids. And, you know, I really got some good quality time with the kids. And it's been kind of nice. Although, on the flip side, you have people going, okay, reopen the country. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I don't have my unemployment check. Our businesses aren't going to exist. Are we just going to be in this, you know, standstill? And so I think we have half the country that wants to get back to work. The other half of the country saying, oh, hell no. You know, I don't want to get this virus. And where we are really quickly with the numbers, and I want to hear from you guys. We're kind of taking a poll, although some of you guys are already kind of, hold on a second. Okay. Oh, Richard, I want to get to yours. Thank you, Richard. Yeah. We want to get your guys' comments and kind of take the temperature of, I hate that, you know, take the rectal temperature of the country's position on where we stand in terms of lockdown or in terms of reopening the country. But right now, global cases are 1,298,000, so basically 1.3 million global cases. Deaths were at about 71,000, 272 recovered globally from the numbers we are given. The U.S. grappling with 340,000 cases, 9,700 deaths. New York, of course, taking the most of it, with 122,000 or 123,000, New Jersey with 37,000 cases, Michigan comes next with 15,000 cases, California 15,000 cases, roughly Florida 13,000 cases, rounding out the top five. I live in Nevada. Nevada has about 1,963 cases, close to 2,000, with 46 deaths. So Donald Trump is thinking about assigning a task force, which I agree with. We need task forces. I'm not a big fan of czars, but I think task forces are nice. And he wants to come up with a task force to look at when we can reopen the country. And what we're going to talk about today is the logistics of that. All right. We were told over the weekend, again, by some researchers that we need to expect a resurgence, that this is supposed to be coming back next fall. And so for those of us who are kind of realists, all right, you know, we understand why we have to lock down, but we also understand the effects of the economy. We're thinking to ourselves, are we going to be dealing with this 8 months of every year? And what's very, very interesting with Donald Trump's position right now, or any president's position, is how he moves in the next few weeks is going to decide if he's a good president or a bad president, is going to decide how we approach this year after year. Do we, you know, take our losses, which to me, I can never say that as a doctor because nobody should die. You know, we don't want anybody to die. But do we assume a baseline amount of deaths that happen? I mean, there's, you know, heart attacks that happen. One, I guess there's a heart attack every 37 seconds that happens in our United States. Do we take the death rate as this is our new death rate and we still go on living? Or do we lock down and remain locked down until this whole virus is eradicated or until we come up with a vaccine? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. On the vaccine front, you have a bunch of companies now racing. Whoever makes the vaccines is going to make some big, big money. Thank God we have incentive. Thank God we're still a capitalistic economy, nation, so that there is this incentive to hopefully make the vaccine. So, you know, we have a bunch of different things, different trials. They think they found the Achilles heel of the virus, which we're going to talk about later today. So, you know, I think we are going to make some movement on the vaccine. However, nobody's telling us how, you know, mutatable this is. We're being told that sometimes this virus can shift, that this virus could be a little shifty, can change, can maybe be more wily than our vaccine. And, you know, we have two questions. One is this virus going to kill not only those who are, you know, at a health disadvantage, but, you know, everybody eventually, including kids? Or B is, you know, are we going to be able to go back to work and figure out how to isolate and test, and as these cases pop up, put them aside? You know, we have deadlier viruses out there like Ebola. And I am definitely for lockdown when you have a deadly virus. But the problem is there's deadly stuff all the time. I drove up and down the strip, the resort corridor in Las Vegas. I did not violate the stay-at-home order. I was technically doing a medical thing, and I just ended up routing up the strip. So I was still doing something essential. But I just decided to take a little detour. And you see hotel after hotel dead. Now, you know, people are like, oh, no big deal. You know, who cares about Las Vegas? I didn't look at the dead hotels as, you know, okay, well, you know, no, you know, strippers or no gambling or whatever. I looked at it as all those workers, all that economy, all that industry. You know, I mean, when you see these companies shuttered, when you see stores shuttered, when you see cops driving around shopping centers to make sure stores are closed, this isn't America. This also isn't living. I mean, you know, I could get really comfortable staying at home. Thank God I have a job. I could do telemedicine. I could do radio. I could be around my kids. But, you know, people need to be around. I mean, my kids need to procreate. Okay, I'm going to need grandbabies. Yeah, I mean, my kids are going to hate that I'm saying that, but I mean, yeah, things are fine now, but are we going to have a lockdown every few months? And then, you know, how do people, you know, how do you celebrate Easter? I mean, this is going to be the first Easter, the first Passover, where we can't be with our loved ones. Now, I get it. We have a deadly virus out there, but there are going to be deadlier. So that's what we're talking about today. Put your answers down or call in at 1-877-DOCDALI. Lockdown or reopen the country by May 1st. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments, your concerns. Current question out there is, should Trump reopen the country by May 1st or not? Let's go to your calls and your comments at 1-877-362-3254.
My comment is, yes, we should have a enforced lockdown in Nevada for 3 weeks. Because if we don't eradicate this virus, this town will die. And $150,000 this person is going to lose in their business or however much doesn't matter when America is broken and it's not getting fixed. So mm-hmm. We have to take 3 weeks, enforced quarantine, everybody get your supplies, and eradicate this virus out of this town. Or nobody's house is going to be worth anything. No one's going to want to get on a plane or go to a convention. or go to a football game. So, like I said, we need to eradicate this virus. My comment is...
Thank you. Looks like that was on our answer line. We are live now also for anybody who wants to call in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We Facebook Live this last segment. Richard writes, this virus is so blown out of proportion, it really is better to be safe than sorry, but in a few weeks, I want my constitutional rights back. Richard says, Sisolak is hoarding medicine. Hospitals are empty. Teresa writes, morning, sweetie. Oh, Teresa, I love you. Carolyn writes, good morning. Richard says, yes. Joe says, yes, open it. Sean says, since incubation period, he's a doctor, since incubation period and contagiousness has not been well proven, the best guess being 2 to 3 weeks. He says, we still need more widespread testing to figure it out. One cannot predict the future with inadequate data, like saying it's safe to go 50 miles per hour without knowing your destination or what vehicle you're in. Yeah, keep the comments coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should Trump reopen the country? But this is exactly what I've been saying. We need data. And here's an example of some data I'm interested in, okay? The death toll we've had so far in the United States has been 9,695 deaths since this began. Okay, so over the last few months. I looked up some stats on how many people die in the United States each month. Now, we don't really have any data currently in terms of 2020. But I found something from the CDC back in 2017. And they said on average, we have 7,700 people die every day on average. January, February, and December are the months with the highest average deaths, probably because of flu and pneumonia. They were up to 8,400, 8,300, and 8,300, respectively, for January, February, and December. Interesting how they kind of went back like that. June, July, August had the months with the lowest amount of deaths at 7,200, 7,100, and 7,158, respectively. So back in 2017, we would lose 7,000 to 8,000 Americans a day, which is still too many. And we would lose them to a variety of things, heart attacks, cancer, accidents. Right now, with the United States, we have 9,700 deaths that happened over the course of this beginning. Now, mind you, that number does not include numbers probably from January and December. Many deaths that might have been chalked up to flu might now be, put in this tally. So some of the data I would like to be able to, and what the task force needs, this task force that, Trump is going to hopefully set up, would be, have we seen a drop in flu deaths? Have we seen a shift in some of the numbers? So remember I talked about how with flu, we would have anywhere from 20,000 to 60,000 flu deaths a year. Not so much people died of flu, but they died of sequela that happened with the flu. Pneumonia, heart attack. A couple years ago, we had 80,000 people die in the United States. 80,000 died in the United States for a flu-related death. So are these 9,700 deaths flu-related or coronavirus-related? Or are they all direct coronavirus? Or did some people get a pneumonia and they just happen to also be positive for coronavirus? Did they have a heart attack and did they just happen to be positive for coronavirus? So a very simple study would be looking at the month last year or the year before. Okay, let's say the month of March. How many heart attacks did we have? How many pneumonia deaths did we have? And then look at this year. Now, somebody could say, well, we were on lockdown. Okay, us being on lockdown doesn't necessarily include accidents, car accidents. We're talking about heart attacks and pneumonia. Lockdown happened mid-month. Fine, use February then. But pick a month and look at the previous months. And if we find that our death rate is higher or lower, that is some data we could use. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI, taking your comments and your questions. Hold on one sec. We got some of them coming in here. We have Paul. No, Trump should not, in terms of closing down or reopening the country. People are still getting sick because testing is so slow. In many cases, he says too many people want to sacrifice people's health for the economy. He says you can't always rebuild health. You can always rebuild the economy. He says I'd rather be safe than sorry. If I get told by my radio star or by the government of my state I have to work from home, I'm cool with that. I can then do my work on my schedule in my sweats and keep away from people. He says, I'm not freaking out. I'm not hysteric, but I'm being realistic. I'm not taking chances. And let me see. Brian says, nope, do the experiment. So, we are not, until we see more than 50% of the country want a return to normalcy, I don't know if Trump's going to have the backing, if he's going to have the popularity, the support to reopen. Now, people are basing their decisions on fear. We're scared to death of this virus. We are hearing that hospitals are completely overloaded. We are hearing that people are in gurneys in the hallway. We are hearing that people are dying within hours. That's frightening. Based on that, I would say, oh, hell no. We stay locked down, and we always lock down whenever this virus, you know, veers its ugly head. But then on the flip side, as journalists, I'm getting pieces of information that there are some ERs that are completely empty right now. And the ERs are empty because, well, there's no car accidents. People are afraid to come into the hospital. People don't want to be exposed to coronavirus, so they're staying home and they're dealing with, you know, stuff on their own. I know because I did telemedicine all weekend and people were having some serious things and they wanted to bunker down at home and did not want to leave and go to an ER. So I'm hearing that the ERs are not overflowed. I'm hearing that some of these numbers might be skewed because nobody's saying if it was a heart attack or pneumonia that was non-coronavirus caused. So based on the information we're getting from the media right now, you don't have a lot of people want to reopen the country. But if we were told that actually the death rate for America is less right now, because all these numbers of heart attacks and COPD exacerbations and respiratory failure are being thrown into the coronavirus column as opposed to the other columns that they were in last year, many people might say, well, wait a second here. Okay, if our death rate is actually lower than it was, do we really need to stay closed? Now, the shutdown has been kind of comfy for some people. Okay, like I said, I've been very fortunate. I get to hang out with my kids. I really don't want my kids making babies right now, you know, and dating. Fantastic. My kids aren't hanging around other kids who could be possibly doing drugs. I love this mommy bubble I have. Hubby, nobody can hit on my hubby. I don't have to worry about, you know, somebody trying to tempt him and him cheating on me. I got my nest covered and I got my nest locked down. But it's cush because we have internet. It's cush because we could go pick up takeout. It's cush because we still have grocery stores working. Well, what happens when the essential workers don't want to work? What happens if they are sick and tired of being exposed? Can we, and again, I'm not anti-lockdown, and I'm not trying to sway anybody, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm not, but, you know, we do need to understand that this is a very unrealistic lockdown that could change at any moment's notice. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. government officials say this could be the worst week yet when it comes to the numbers we'll see of coronavirus confirmations and the number of deaths in the United States from it. Meanwhile, a new government watchdog report just out this morning shows severe and widespread shortages of critical medical supplies and equipment at U.S. hospitals. The Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services saying there's an ongoing lack of ventilators and coronavirus test kits. Wall Street stocks have surged in morning trading. It appears investors are encouraged that the pandemic is slowing in Europe's hardest-hit countries, but British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now hospitalized after showing symptoms of the virus over a week ago. He says he's in good spirits, but...
Alas, I still have a minor symptom of temperature.
Johnson speaking on Twitter this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or 1-877-362-3254. Just a few things I want to get to while we're still taking your comments. Len says, I think he should start opening up the country in about 10 days. We'll get back to your comments on reopening the economy. Boris Johnson, UK Prime Minister, has been hospitalized over the weekend due to persistent symptoms related to coronavirus. He was admitted Sunday night due to a high temperature that doctors said required additional tests. Downing Street officials said he was hospitalized as a, quote, precautionary step, and he still remained in charge of the government. The prime minister is still at the hospital, according to a British government source told Reuters. He spent the night in the hospital. Johnson, Boris Johnson, is 55 years old. He was suffering, quote, persistent coronavirus symptoms. So my guess is cough and fever. On the advice of his doctor, the prime minister has tonight been admitted to the hospital for tests. This is a precautionary step as the prime minister continues to have persistent symptoms. So he did test positive. He isolated himself on Downing Street. And he announced on Twitter he was feeling better. And one of the symptoms he described actually was minor after completing 7 days in isolation. He had said, I still have a temperature, and so in accordance with the government advice, I must continue my self-isolation. And that is concerning. When I hear you have a fever over 3 to 5 days, most fevers are gone by 3 to 5 days. And so whenever I hear there's a fever over that, I think of bacteria or an ongoing infection. Now, coronavirus can brew and can last a while. It's not like the simple coronaviruses that affect your nose, you know, during cough and cold season and are gone in about 7 to 10 days. So, but I would like to see a study where if you have a fever over 5 days, going into 7 days, do you have a bacterial component? And is that a sign of you having a bacterial infection or a secondary infection that needs an antibiotic? Again, these are simple studies. We need all researchers on deck. So, he became the first leader of a major power on March 27th to announce that he tested positive and have symptoms. He still conducted government business remotely, as well as giving regular video messages to the public. Some of the messages have shown how the virus has physically impacted him. Now, the UK has been grappling with over 51,000 cases and 5,300 deaths. Their death rate appears higher than in America. And so, you know, we wish him well, and, you know, we hope he gets a speedy recovery. Also in the UK, we had, something that's, you know, frightening on a different level. Several cell towers were set on fire, and engineers were harassed amid a spread of online conspiracy theories that link 5G technology with the coronavirus pandemic. For a Vodafone mobile phone, I guess, masks were attacked in the last 24 hours. A spokesperson for the British carrier told CNBC. And it's unclear whether the sites affected were used for 5G. Video footage circulated online last week showed a mast torched in the English city of Birmingham. EE said engineers were assessing the cause of the fire, adding that it was likely arson. They say this site served thousands of people in the Birmingham area, providing vital 2G, 3G, and 4G connectivity. We will try to restore full coverage as quickly as possible. They say, meanwhile, a clip surfaced on Twitter showing a woman harassing telecom engineers laying 5G fiber optic cables. The woman questions why the engineers are working and claims technology kills people. All right, I do not believe that the coronavirus outbreak was caused by 5G. 5G is the fifth generation of mobile internet. And I guess where this came from is that the virus originated in Wuhan, and Wuhan had deployed 5G networks last year. So I believe there were even celebrities calling for 5G to be banned. I think Woody Harrelson, according to NBC News, said a lot of my friends have been talking about the negative effects of 5G. Now, we have no evidence to support that internet can be causing this. And I feel really bad because I told my mom that we shouldn't, you know, she should stop calling me, you know, on the cell phone because it could go through the cell phone, coronavirus, just because I was just trying to, you know, get her to stop calling me. And now I feel bad because I hope none of those, you know, calls that I privately had with my mother got out there where people think that I personally think coronavirus comes through a cell phone. It doesn't. It doesn't. I just was using that to distance myself from my mother, okay? It happens in families. We lie to our mommies. That's what we do when they drive us crazy. I love my mommy, but she drives us crazy. So, you know, I don't want to see, but I would like to know, how lockdowns are happening without internet. You know, again, I talk about how cush it is. It's pretty comfortable when you can, you know, have your internet and have you, like Zoom conferences. I mean, I had a happy hour last night. So me and a couple people, we had, you know, we ate and we drank and we just did it on Zoom and we got to be around. I mean, yes, it's better to be around each other, but in this internet age, I felt very socially satisfied being able to, for an hour, have a mini happy hour using our smartphones or Zoom or Google Meetings. So, you know, you know, are taking for granted what a real lockdown is. A real lockdown is you being shuttered in your home, not knowing what's going on the outside. For us, it's great. It's like rich people camping. You know, where, although, you know, rich people know how to camp and they camp, but, you know, where, you know, you kind of have a hotel and you have your internet access and all that. It's kind of still cush, unfortunately, for a lot of people. And I say unfortunately because, you know, we might have many people not really that hip on restarting the economy later. Looking at more of your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Paul says we still have new cases and people dying every day from it. So I guess in response to Len, who says I think he should open up the country in about 10 days. So, you know, I'm very, very nervous about where things go from here, because we are told that there's going to be a resurgence of coronavirus coming next fall. By next fall, we're talking 6 months away. If we don't reopen till June and then sluggishly get back on our feet over the summer to where people start to trust going outside and traveling. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. So we are very dependent on people traveling to us and, you know, being around crowds and other people. Unfortunately, we have an industry that is dependent on crowds. We have shows. We have, it's people wanting to be around other people and, you know, and people wanting to have entertainment and going to a show and going to a club and going to a buffet. And so my worry is if we sluggishly get back on our feet after Labor Day, and by mid-September, we think we're back to normalcy. 2 weeks later, we could be back to shutting down again. And I know that's over-exaggerated. I mean, it might not, you know, take that long for us to recover, and the coronavirus might not be hit back in, you know, that early in October. But once the America, the public is a little comfortable and going, you know what, I like this working from home. I like my kids not being at school, you know, and safe and being with me. I can now work and take care of my kids. And I can, you know, I don't think you're going to see a lot of support for kids being in school when flu comes next year or another wave of coronavirus. So if kids are home, then the parents have to be home. And the parents have to be home. Who's going to be manning the shops? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, guys.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. So Donald Trump has gotten a lot of criticism, and people are just criticizing away because that's just what they do, you know, during, again, an election year or any year. About his approach to the hydroxychloroquine medication. And you have some reports saying it's helping. You have other studies saying it doesn't. And so there's been some debate on whether it should be used or not, but even more debate on whether Donald Trump was wrong to say it should be used or right. Well, Governor Cuomo said he was going to, as of a couple of weeks ago, start, you know, asking the hospitals to use it. So we're being told that we're starting to get now a data set of people using or being treated with the anti-malarial drug. So from what we're being told by Fox News, 4,000 seriously ill coronavirus patients in New York are being treated with the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine. Now, President Trump has touted it as being a potential lifesaver because much of the data we were getting from other countries said it was working. We just don't have enough scientific evidence. Again, we don't have a lot of scientific evidence for a bunch of stuff going on. Again, I'm not saying this to defend him. It's just, people, we don't have a lot of data on this virus. You know, I mean, we're still wondering if it came from a lab or not. I mean, now we have, you know, more scientists going, we think this did come from a lab. We think there was a blood spray, and that's how people got exposed during a lab accident, as opposed to somebody eating a bat. So until we get, you know, every piece of every fact that we need, it's all guessing. Governor Andrew Cuomo last month said healthcare providers in the state would be using the hydroxychloroquine in combination with Zithromax, or azithromycin, which is the antibiotic of Z-Pak. He said this is going to be used for last-ditch cases based on potentially promising research, which I agree with. Albany University Public Health Dean David Holtgrave said time is of the essence. He's on the state's research team. A state health department official said the DOH has shipped doses of hydroxychloroquine to 56 hospitals in New York, distributing enough to treat 4,000 patients to date. There are doses as part of 4 or 10 day regimens. And then University of Albany School of Public Health is going to observe the drug's impact. So there are studies. The preliminary study could come back in weeks instead of months. Once they get the data and they see who benefited, who didn't, they write it up super fast, publish it. Of course, it has to be peer-reviewed, but I think, like I said, if we have all researchers on deck, we could get some data out there. I know everybody has to dot their I's and cross their T's, and I've done research studies, and it always takes way longer than we expect. They say there are clinical trials being conducted to see whether the drug can help block transmission. So other studies are looking at, can we take it preventatively? Can we, you know, if somebody did have coronavirus and we are being told that coronavirus can resurface in somebody or they could get infected again, should they be on it long term as a preventative medicine? NYU Langone Medical School is conducting a random trial with a $9.5 million grant. They said currently there's no proven way to prevent COVID after being exposed. That's the other thing, too. Like with Tamiflu, the anti-flu medicine, if people think they were exposed, they could take it preventatively. That's something that's been done fairly often. Not sure how many studies are out there, but we do use Tamiflu for prevention. We use Valtrex and antivirals for herpes prevention. Not always 100%, but, you know, we use it. So if this hydroxychloroquine provides protection, then we can, you know, move forward and use it more. Now, from what I understand, hospitals that have access to it are using it. Okay, I don't think anybody is holding back except what we're hearing in terms of ventilators, where if they're out of ventilators, they can only do so much. But the drug is a malaria drug. It's a rheumatoid arthritis drug. It's a lupus drug. And its potential side effects include everything from, you know, causing a heart rhythm that could be abnormal to fatal, could cause vision loss, ear ringing, vomiting, mood changes, skin rashes, and hair loss. Now, I believe, I don't know if it was Donald Trump, but somebody had said people with lupus who take Plaquenil, or the hydroxychloroquine generic name, haven't seemed to get affected by the coronavirus. If that's true, all right, again, that's an easy piece of data to get. Anybody who has ever had coronavirus can raise your hand if you also have lupus. Or anybody in the hospital, are they currently a lupus patient? Somebody plug in a spreadsheet, pass that over to some researchers who can write it up and give it to the news in the next couple days. And you don't have to say this is a peer-reviewed, you don't have to say this is the end-all, but you could say, look, You know, we have had, of these cases in America, which we are at 339,597 cases, it would be really nice to know how many of them had lupus, who were taking hydroxychloroquine. If the answer is nobody, Bueller, nobody, that would be kind of nice to know. And I get, there is a rash of, false theories ignite, and all over social media, people think, I need this, you have hoarding going on. So I get that the government had to be very cautious. We talked about masks. Now the CDC has recommended that we do wear masks or facial covering. And people say, why did it take so long for the CDC to come out with that? Well, because they didn't want people buying masks that needed to be for our frontline workers. If they had told everybody to wear masks, then none of our frontline workers would have had access to it because everything was sold online. Now that it's almost impossible to get any medical supplies, even by doctors can't get medical supplies, they know that the public isn't really going to get their hand on things that first responders need, so they could use a bandana. Or I did a video where I demonstrated how a bra will work. Honestly, if you don't have a bandana, you could use a bra if you have to. You could even use an ACE bandage. Take an ACE bandage, wrap it around. It's a video on YouTube. Check it out. And I believe it's also on my website and my Facebook and Twitter, and where you could then, basically wrap around your mouth the ACE bandage, loose enough so you could still breathe, tight enough to still avoid pathogens from coming in. So there's a lot of little things you could do to make a makeshift mask. But, again, the reason why the CDC hesitated on that was because they didn't want everybody, which they were starting to do, buy up masks. And people hoard. People are selfish. Look at what happened with the grocery stores. People just hoarded. It's not very, it's not the most, positive thing in our human existence. But, we're animals. We're worried about our family. And nobody wants to be left when the music stops. Left, standing, like the whole musical chairs. Which, by the way, I hated musical chairs. I could not stand musical chairs. That game taught you as a kid to be vicious, selfish, and only for yourself. Unless maybe for human, evolution and for human existence, maybe those games do need to be taught as a kid. I don't know. Personally, I love seeing the altruism and people helping other people. I think that does more for our evolution and our existence than every man for themselves. I think every man for themselves and killing each other and all that does not help us. I think the reason why humans have outlived so many of our other species is because we do help each other. We share our bread. We, take care of our sick, putting ourselves at risk. I think that's crucial. But, unfortunately, we have people out there that are, jerks. So I am a fan of this hydroxychloroquine from what I'm hearing. Do I think everybody and their mother should be hoarding it and taking it? No, because there's side effects to it. I don't think the average person should be using it yet until it's studied. But if the doctors need it for severe cases, absolutely. 1-877 now, Sally.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.